Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. This is Trevor Boehm, your host. If you are a new listener, this is a great episode to start with. This is going to be a solo episode where I tackle a subject. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much. Spotify actually said that 77% of our listener base found us in the last year, which is absolutely amazing. So thank you for your continued support. Again, my name is Trevor. I'm the founder of the Uncivilized Movement, which is an amazing men's movement. I'm the author of two separate books. One is called Today I Rise, which is a guidebook through divorce, heartbreak, breakups, how to not only survive them, but how to use the pain and suffering that inherently comes with them to transform your whole life. That's book one. Book two is a little book called Man Uncivilized, which you'll get from the title, sparked the revolution. It sparked the men's movement. It sparked the uncivilized nation. It sparked everything that I'm doing right now. And it's why we have thousands and thousands of men all over the world, and a lot of women, to be honest, who consider themselves uncivilized. If you are a man or if you know a man, get your hands on that book. It is the guidebook to the third paradigm. To the paradigm for men that actually works. And I won't get too much into it, but trust me, it is worth your time. It is worth your money. So today I'm talking about a subject that came up at lunch the other day. I was lunching with the great Dewey Freeman. You guys all know Dewey. We were talking about the upcoming How to Work with Men certification that we're putting on for therapists and coaches and anybody who works with men for that matter. If you're interested in checking that out, go to manuncivilized.com/work with men. And Dewey was telling me something really interesting. He's saying he's gotten a rush lately of clients who are younger men who have, let's just say it, failure to launch. And I've been dealing with a number of men who found me who have failure to thrive. So at some point they launched and then they hit their first roadblock and then they collapsed. And so today I want to dive into some of the reasons why specifically young men don't launch these days. Or men of any age will do something good, do something great, build something, hit their first set of resistance, hit that first brick wall, and then they'll collapse, which is somewhat, I wouldn't say it's natural, but it happens. But then what they don't do is pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and get back in the fucking fight. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about failure to launch. This comes, I think, for four separate reasons. Number one is an easy one to notice and an easy one to recognize, and it's just entitlement. You know, a lot of guys have grown up, especially younger guys, with, let's say, and I know I'm going to sound like totally the old guy for the next 15, 20 minutes talking about this, but with an easier life. And this is the most cliche thing you'll ever hear me say on the podcast, but I actually did grow up walking to elementary school in the snow, in the rain, in the mud, in all the things, like a 15-minute walk through the woods. This would never happen now. CPS would be all over my parents. But like, I walked through the woods to school. And if I didn't, if I was sitting at the bus stop when I got older, it was freezing. Like, I grew up on the East Coast. And I think something about an East Coast upbringing where it's cold, where it snows, where you're shoveling snow, where you're playing hockey in the freezing, you know, where you're like, life is a little bit more challenging. That plus being an athlete for my entire life instilled in me a sense of resilience. It instilled in me this idea, if you want something, if you want a goal, you're going to have to bust your ass and get it. And I also grew up, and many of us who are listening to this grew up in the same way. I had like zero exceptional talents. I'm not tall. I'm not overly smart. I'm not gifted extremely in any way. I was your like, you know, B plus human in every capacity, if that. B plus on the high end. I was like your B minus, you know, in every area of life. So I very early on figured out if I want something, a lot of guys will just get that handed to them, or a lot of guys will just have it easy. They're, you know, they're 6'5". They're going to make the basketball team. They're going to be faster than me on the swim team. They're good looking. They're going to get the girl. They come from money. They're exceptionally geniuses. Like, I went to school in Japan, you guys, with some of the smartest humans you will ever meet. Guys I now know who are running like CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. They were geniuses in fifth grade. We could look at them and be like, oh my God, you don't study and you aced the thing that I studied for 6 hours for and I got like a C+. So I didn't have that. Whatever that thing is, whatever that talent gene is, what I did have was the willingness and ability to outwork just about anybody. And I think a lot of young men, or a lot of men who succeed and then fail and then don't come back from it, are used to getting things easy. And yes, lives have changed drastically since the 70s and 80s, haven't they? Right? Like, I used to have to call girls' houses and then deal with their dads before talking to them. I rode my bicycle all over the place because my parents weren't going to freaking drive me. Like, that was unheard of. My trip to school when we lived in Japan from fifth grade to 10th grade was an hour and a half on the train and a lot of walking through the snow. So I'm not trying to paint a picture that everything was just really hard, but I think for a lot of young men with helicopter parents, with iPhones, with the ability to acquire things without a lot of work, they're missing the gene, or they're missing the switch in their brain that says, I can get this. I just have to be resilient and I just have to bust my ass over and over and over. And that is the only way I'm going to get what I want. I think that's point one. Point two, a lot of men, haven't gone through the cycle of, I think I want that thing. I'm now going to work my ass off for it. I'm going to hit roadblocks. I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to work through that roadblock. I'm going to get to the next roadblock. I'm going to have to ask for help and get some support and get some assistance. Then I'm going to get to the next roadblock. And then I'm going to get the thing, whatever the thing is, the car, the woman, the job, the house, the accolade, the award, whatever it is. And then they get to experience that high. That rush of adrenaline, that holy shit, I did it, that feeling of euphoria, which unfortunately doesn't last long, but it lasts long enough that they go, I want that again. I am addicted to that. I'll be honest with you. It is a big part of my life, is that like work, 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 reward cycle. The tension, 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 release, cycle. I love it. I live for it. It's in our quarterly meetings. It's in our like, hey, we want to make this much money. It's in, hey, I've written two books. It's in, hey, I came off the TED stage and sobbed like a baby. It's, hey, I'm going to get a brown belt at some point in my life in jiu-jitsu. I'm working, 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 all knowing how delicious that payoff's going to be. And I think a lot of guys don't have that cycle. Right? They've never gone through that experience. So it's like completely foreign to them. It's completely abstract. It's like someone who's never cooked their own meal and then sat down and gone, oh my God, this is delicious. They would naturally think that cup noodle is a good way to go through life. Right? So they just don't have that experience. Now, here's another one. They may have had that experience, but it's been too long. Right? Many men who succeeded early or worked hard early, and then they got to this point where they got comfortable. Like, I don't really want to get up early and go to the gym. I don't want to put the effort in that's required to win. I don't want to do the extracurricular work. Man, I'm tired from this roadblock. I hit it and I just want to give up, because they forget good it feels to win, how good it feels to achieve a goal, how good it feels to look at their lives and say, guess what, man? I made this. I designed this. I built this. This wasn't given to me. They forget how good that feels. They forget the inherent power that can be extracted from that situation and applied elsewhere. Those are the top three. Now, here's a biggie, and this is a biggie that it breaks my heart, and I'm not 1,000% sure what to do about it, because a lot of it is societal, cultural, and time-based. A lot of men have just given up hope because they don't see a way out of their situation. They don't think they'll ever be able to earn enough money to buy the house, so they don't work. They look at the woman that they want and say, I just could never be the type of guy that could attract her, so I'm not even going to try. And I'm using obviously stereotypical examples here. I could never get that job. I could never get that degree. I could never. It's like the goal is so far out, it feels unattainable or unattainable. And so they have no hope. Right. And that's the hardest one to work with. And that is the one that hurts my soul the most. But I see it and I empathize with it. I get it. And here's the million-dollar idea. Here's what you do about it in any of the four cases. Especially if you're finding yourself in a rut, fellas. If you're like, man, I have failure to launch right now because I just don't want to get off the damn couch. I'm tired. I get it. Whole damn world's tired after COVID. And now all the stupid wars that we have going on and all the money going to those wars instead of building schools and stopping pedophiles from running the country and all the things that the civilized world is doing. You set a small goal. You set a small, attainable, achievable goal. And then you go fucking get it. You achieve it. I don't care what it is. And I don't care how small it is. Anybody who's been stuck in procrastination knows if you like take the coffee cup off your desk and go wash it and put it in the dishwasher. Dishwasher. Suddenly, you got a tiny little bit of momentum on your side. And I know the goal for the day wasn't to put the dish in the dishwasher. The goal for the day was to write 1,000 words for your book or study the chapter for school or look at your marketing or launch your blog or do whatever the thing was. But just doing that simple action gives you a win. This is why Jordan Peterson says start your day with making your bed, right? Start the day with a win. And it's not just bro science trite. It works. Then you come back and you set another goal and you get it. And then you set a goal that's a little bit out of your reach and you work for it. And you make a absolute pledge to the man or woman in the mirror that you're not going to quit until you achieve the goal. Now, this isn't a massive goal that I'm talking about. It's not running a marathon. It's running a mile. And what you end up doing is you end up rebuilding or building for the first time the resilience muscle, the goal achieving muscle. You start to build the cycle of idea, goal, work, resistance, resilience, achievement, redo, cycle. Because I'll tell you what, I've worked with a lot of very successful people and I've built something extraordinary myself. And I cannot tell you how many roadblocks I have hit over and over and over and over and over again. Entrepreneurship, if you've never done it, is like one step forward, two steps back, two steps forward, three steps back, one step forward, fall on your face, get back up, cry, find other entrepreneurs to tell you that it's going to be okay. Take 50 steps forward. You have no idea why. Take 48 steps back. Like that is the game. And if you can fall in love with the game and say, this is just what's required. This is just what's required to live an amazing, uncivilized life. I'm willing to do all of it. I'm willing to be sore. I'm willing to be injured. I'm willing to be upset. I'm willing to fall on my face. I'm willing to be embarrassed. I'm willing to get my ass kicked. I'm willing to know that for some reason, other people may have it easier. That's the game. Right? The game is not about not playing, though. So if you woke up with a silver spoon in your mouth and suddenly the world's asking something of you, take the damn spoon out of your mouth and set a small goal. I also know people who inherited a ton of money and had very gifted parents and were given a lot in life who work their asses off. Who go, hey, there's still a drive in me that I'm going to tap into to achieve. And it's not just about achievement, folks. It's about building the life that you want to live. If you are happy where you are, God bless you. If you are satisfied with where you are, God bless you, truly. But for those of us who are hungry, instinctively and innately hungry to build something, to change culture, to create art, to create relationship, to create depth. If that's you, and you just fell in a little bit of a hole, then set your sights on something small and go hunt it. Go get that win. Go get the euphoria. Celebrate yourself and remind yourself how fucking good it tastes to achieve a goal. To get off your couch, to put your gym shoes on, to get back in the gym for the first time, to wake up the next day sore as shit and go, I am alive. I still get to do this. I'm still in the damn fight. And for if it's your first time, welcome to the fucking cage. You're going to take some shots to the face. It's going to hurt. Your nose is going to bleed. You're going to get kicked in the leg. You're going to get choked unconscious. Welcome to the game. This is a big year here at Uncivilized. We're playing a lot with power. How do we, as the uncivilized nation, the men following this movement, the women following this movement, become more and more empowered? Not just powerful in the external sense, but empowered. So that we can withstand the fuckery of the civilized world. So that we can wake up and still be okay, despite the wars, despite the corruption, despite the poor health of everybody around us. Empowered. And we do that by setting small goals and achieving them. We do that by launching, even on the days that we don't want to. All right, enough ranting on my part. Go have a kick-ass rest of your day. And if this moved you in any capacity, please share it with a man or a woman in your life. And if you wouldn't mind taking 2 seconds, just stopping this, going to Spotify, going to iTunes, going to wherever you're listening, and leaving a positive review, I would love you forever. Stay uncivilized.